And they burnt the house of God, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem, and burnt all the palaces thereof with fire, and destroyed all the goodly vessels thereof.
All thy garments smell of myrrh, and aloes, and cassia, out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following.
And he built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he hath established for ever.
Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces.
The spider taketh hold with her hands, and is in kings' palaces. And the wild beasts of the island shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces. And her time is near to come, and her days shall not be prolonged.
Behold the land of the Chaldeans. This people was not, till the Assyrian founded it for them that dwell in the wilderness. They set up the towers thereof, they raised up the palaces thereof, and he brought it to ruin.
Because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and towers shall be for dens for ever, a joy, a wild asses, a pasture of flocks, and thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof. And it shall be an habitation of dragons, and a court for owls.
Arise, and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For death has come up into our windows, and has entered into our palaces, to cut off the children from without, and the young men from the streets.
But if he will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched.
And I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad.
The Lord was as an enemy. He hath swallowed up Israel, he hath swallowed up all her palaces. He hath destroyed his strongholds, and hath increased in the daughter of Judah mourning and lamentation. The Lord hath cast off his altar, he hath abhorred his sanctuary, he hath given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They have made a noise in the house of the Lord as in the day of a solemn feast.
And he knew their desolate palaces, and he laid waste their cities. And the land was desolate, and the fullness thereof by the noise of his roaring.
Behold, therefore, I will deliver thee to the men of the east for a possession, and they shall set their palaces in thee, and make their dwellings in thee. They shall eat thy fruit, and they shall drink thy milk. For Israel hath forgotten his Maker, and buildeth temples, and Judah hath multiplied fenced cities. But I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour the palaces thereof.
But I will send a fire into the house of Hazael, which shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad.
But I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which shall devour the palaces thereof.
But I will send a fire on the wall of Tyrus, which shall devour the palaces thereof.
But I will send a fire upon Teman, which shall devour the palaces of Bozra.
But I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour the palaces thereof with shouting in the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the whirlwind.
But I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the palaces of Kirioth. And Moab shall die with tumult, with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem.
Publish in the palaces at Ashdod, and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, Assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria, and behold the great tumults in the midst thereof, and the oppressed in the midst thereof. For they know not to do right, saith the Lord, who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, An adversary there shall be, even round about the land, and he shall bring down thy strength from thee, and thy palaces shall be spoiled.
The Lord God hath sworn by himself, saith the Lord the God of hosts, I abhor the excellency of Jacob, and hate his palaces. Therefore will I deliver up the city with all that is therein.
And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into our land, and when he shall tread in our palaces, then shall we raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 principal men.